Hi everyone, I live in New York and I'm struggling with addiction. I'm struggling with addiction for years already. I didn't realize it. Recent, I joined the 12-step program, and first thing I realized when I walked actually in the room by meeting that I'm not alone, that there's a lot of people struggling the same thing that I'm struggling. And we all tried so many things and it just didn't work for us. And we tried to stop so many times, and we prayed, we said Tilam, and we did all the segillas, but it just did not work for us. And then at the moment, I just didn't realize why it is like this. But now I know it's because we're struggling with addiction. The first thing about addiction is that we are not like normal people. It's not our fault that we are sick, but it's our fault because we need to take responsibility. Like the Rabbi Yoina said, what's the whole idea about Shiva is that we have an option. And it's not the sin we did, it's the option, we have a way out. And the 12 steps is the way out. So let's be honest with you. I'll tell about my history a little bit. I struggled with addiction and Kedisha a long time, and I stopped. And I started again, stopped again. And I found out about 12 steps 4 months ago. And the minute I walked in the room there, and there were so many people there who looked like me, like so many Haimish people, Chassidish people, good people. And the first thing that came on my mind when I walked in the room is that I'm not the best person, but also I'm not the worst person. There's people like just like me, or worse or better, and smarter than me, and we share the same thing. And the first rule of the 12 Steps program is that we must stop all kinds of stuff. It's called we must stop lust. We have to stop feeding, like for, let's talk about alcoholics. Stop feeding our drinkness. And as long as we don't realize that, as long as we try to, like, no, we could stop, we could still hang on to that bottle of wine. But I'll stop now and I'll put the bottle in the basement when I want, I'll do it, I could still manage. This is where the program doesn't work. And that was one of the biggest mistakes of my life, I could say. Because till I did not know about the program, I went on for years. But then I saw people who are, like, already really sober, and they are ill like for years with the program, with the help of the fellowship, with the help from Hashem, from God. That's what the program is. We give up our power for Hashem and for the fellowship. And there's so many people there out there who we could talk. We are not alone. There's so many people who could help us, who could reach out and guide us. I just went there and I still didn't stop. And the book says that an old timer told once for someone, if you think you're not ready, go out again. And when you're ready, come back. And when I was reading that, I just didn't realize that it was talking to myself, because the 12 steps doesn't work only. If we work the steps, then it works. Just reading books, it won't change us. And obviously, I did not do it. And I listened to a speech then of someone who is one of the rabbis, and he is in the SA. And he said, if you don't follow the program, it's death. It's a decision between life and death. I was like laughing to myself. Why is it death? You could say, okay, it's not ill, okay, it's not good, you gotta be good. But between life and death? And then there was like, I was reading in the book, life is unmanageable. I was still thinking, hey, life is manageable for me. I could do stuff, I could come home. But then obviously it did not work for me. And Hashem sent me this message very clear. A couple of weeks ago, my wife left me. I lost my wife. I lost my beautiful house and my kids, everything because of the addiction. What I'm trying to say today is, for everybody, the message. Now I'm thinking back about what all the speeches I listened then and just didn't go into my mind, that if I would listen then, I wouldn't be at this stage of life now where I'm now. And I'm afraid to say that. It's very hard words, but I will say it. It's much worse than that. The pain I'm going through the last 4 weeks, it's above that. It's like, I'm not afraid of that. And it's just because one thing, not because my addiction, because I didn't take the steps to help to get past my addiction. This is my message, what I'm trying to say, is that there is a program out there, and there is so, and we are not alone. There's so many people just like us. Chaim Misha mentioned Shoyim Torah Mitzvahs. We have there Litvish, Hasidish, Rabunish, Yeshivish, Madrin, all kinds, and we all share one common thing: it's addiction. And there's one common tool to pass through it. This is the 12 steps, and it's the same basically about Yiddish. It talks to us to talk to Hashem and ask Him and give ourselves up to Him and everything. The only way to survive life, to be alive and survive life and not to die, is to work the 12 steps and be honest, not to lie. I was there and I lied to people that I am sober. It didn't get me anywhere. And now I could say that I hit the rock bottom. Like, it cannot go more bottom than now. And I'm committed to the 12 steps. I'm committed to the program. I'm committed to God. I'm committed to the fellowship. And I really work to stay sober one day at a time. And I really hope no matter what will happen to me, I don't know, I hope that everything I'll be able in a couple of months to come up here and say that if you follow the program and you stay sober, everything will work out the best. But even if it won't work out as I want to, I will still stay sober. And we need to stay sober just to stay alive. And if Chas V'Shulam it will end up with a get, I need this program much more just to survive out there. Because the program is not just to stay sober, it's just more, it changed our way of life, our way of thinking, our way how we deal with other people, how we deal with our problems and everything. So my message to you who's listening is as follows. First of all, if we do follow the program, miracles happen. I met a lot of people. I was 3 weeks ago, was a Shabbos with a lot of couples. We shared the same disease. And everybody told me the same thing, that miracle happens. And I saw that in their eyes. And they told me they went through similar like me. And now their life is much, much better. And they didn't know at the time how it will change and everything. There's a word, let go and let God. When they gave it up to God and they followed the program, this is what happened. Miracles happen. That's one message I want to share with you. And the other message is, please, please, don't wait. You should hit the rock bottom like me. Just listen to me. I'm coming from there. I'm there now. And follow the program, because this is the only way that you will go through and will have a happy and joyous life. Thank you all for listening.